Auburn's latest quarterback recruit continues to turn heads. Day, it's Wednesday. Welcome in to the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Grant McLean, who is about to be on the road to Memphis. So that is why.
Not to leave.
If you are watching, his background is very neutral. It's not Auburn. It's not a lot of anything.
Quite beige.
Yeah, it's quite beige. It's quite beige. But yeah, Graham, I'll kind of just throw it to you. Kind of, you know, I said at the top of the show, and we can just kind of hop right into this. Our latest quarterback recruit is already embracing the grind, it looks like, and people are starting to notice.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we've talked about in the past. He's had videos out there of just like showing off his, you know, his arm talent, and his arm talent to me is unbelievable from what I've seen. Now, a lot of it has been against air. I mean, you do go watch his tape, and his arm talent's there. You can see it against defenses, but I mean, the stuff we've seen against air, his release is unbelievable. He can just rip a ball. It's crazy. And so he just posted a video, I think yesterday it was when this came out, or maybe yesterday morning. Repping his new Auburn gear. He's got an Auburn shirt on, and he's practicing. He's getting some work in, and he recorded it and posted it. And I'm still, like, after watching it, just blown away. And he's just turning heads with so many Auburn fans in particular, of guys who are like, wow, like how are you a three-star, dude? Like you have the talent to be something good. So I'll play the clip. If, like I said, if you're listening, about 30-second clip, there's no audio, just bear with us. It's just him throwing. But if you are listening, come on over to YouTube and check it out. And yeah, so here it is.
Yeah, basically, just from, and we can kind of commentate over this in a way, just so it's not really silent. But some of these throws, like he is that one right there. He is zipping this thing. It is a laser. Yeah,
there's one. I'll mention it when it comes up. But I mean, his release is just so quick. I think it's like this throw, maybe right here. Yeah. I mean, dude. Oh my gosh,
dude.
That last throw, it's just, bro.
What? That one he had where he's running and goes cross body, because it's like a drill to get out of the pocket, you know, when you're under duress, is obviously what the drill is in that video. But his cross body throw is just so crisp. It's just someone normally, like the only person I can see that does cross body better is obviously Pat Mahomes, because he's like the king of that. And I don't know, man. He's definitely one to keep an eye on, especially when his time comes to be, you know, playing football at Auburn. And I'm excited, man. I really am. I think he's got a lot of upside, like I said before, when we talked about him, when we got him, and just furthermore shows more evidence that he's able to really put the ball where he wants to put it, and he can zip it to get it there. So I'm really impressed by that. But kind of what are your thoughts as far as, like, because obviously he's coming in to be, I'm hoping, the starting quarterback, but at the same time,
not year one, but
no, yeah, not year one, but
eventually
we're going to have to obviously have, you know, people from the portal and stuff like that. And probably, knowing Golish, he'll make it a competition to make them grind it out to get better, but also to win the starting job. So kind of what are your thoughts on him competing? I guess you can say, like, how is he going to fare with who we have, you know?
I mean, I think it really all depends on who we have. One, coming through the portal. I think we have to go to the portal to get a quarterback, at least this next offseason. You know, there's a storyline with Tristan Tia about, you know, if he's going to be the guy next year. If that's the case, you know, Tristan Tia is young. I think he was a freshman this last year. So he's got time left. And so, you know, when Gary Chapman gets here, I think Tia will have like up to 2 years left. So we'll see what happens there. We'll see how he competes with a transfer quarterback. But I kind of want to talk about we were talking about like how his upside seems so high, because he's a three-star, but keep in mind, like, he's only played one season as a starting quarterback in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he this past junior year that he had was his first year being a starter. So he didn't get any film really, you know, sophomore or freshman year. And so from what he did his junior year as a first year starter, also missing some games. He didn't play in every single game because of some injury.
Yeah.
I mean, he was tearing up defenses that are in the Atlanta area in 6A, which is like their top, you know.
Yeah. He's shredding them. He's literally. Yeah,
they're not like a 1A Alabama defense. You know, they're one of the top defenses and stuff. And so hopefully I could see this being possible. I mean, with another year under his belt as a starter, and if he has similar numbers or even does a little bit better, I could see them adding a fourth star to this, to him, just because of the experiences there more. You know what I mean? Like, I really do think that the three star there is just kind of because of a lack of experience and film. They don't have a huge, you know, gallery to pick from of stuff to look at on him to make their, you know, rating. And so I think with another year under his belt, hopefully another year of good numbers and stats and stuff like that, then he could bump up to a four star. And I think Auburn got in early on him. I think over the next year, I think a lot of teams are gonna, you know, come in and try to take him. And he said that, you know, after coming to Auburn, that he's shutting it down. He's not taking any more visits. Like, Auburn's where he's gonna be. We'll see. You know how recruits are these days. You know how recruiting goes. Yeah, exactly. So, and especially if he starts, you know, popping off and gets interest from other schools, especially from like a Georgia or something like that, which would not be fun, because typically if Georgia wants an in-state kid, they're going to get him. So we'll see. Like I said, though, really, really like the kid. I think he's going to be good. Hopefully one day he's the starting quarterback at Auburn. I'd prefer that over him starting somewhere else. So we'll see. But I'm really, 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 really excited for him.
Can you play the clip again real quick?
Yeah.
The one that I'm talking about, I can't get over how impressive this crossbody throw is when it gets to it. It's like halfway through the video. Whoever filmed this, by the way, shout out to you. You killed it. Dude, he's got that thing on a string, dude. He is.
It's right here.
Wait for it. Right. Right there. That one. Oh, dude.
Yeah. That, and then the way that ball comes out right there is just like, wow.
That thing, it.
What do you mean?
It reminds me, and obviously, like, to me, you know, I know that there's already been comparisons to him with his height and everything, but in terms of his, like, throwing motion and release, it reminds me of Michael Vick. If you remember Michael Vick when he played, there's a Monday Night Football game.
A little before my time.
Yeah. Thanks. It was Eagles and Redskins on Monday Night Football. And for those that are listening and watching, probably remember this when it happened, but it was like the first play of the game. I'm talking like just kicked off. Michael Vick throws an absolute nuke to DeSean Jackson for a touchdown. And it was like a 70-yard touchdown pass. And all he did, he took a couple steps back, scrambled a little bit, and then set his feet and just threw it. And his wrist really went like that. And that ball went poosh, just shot out like a cannon. And I'm thinking, no shot. And sure enough, touchdown. And I'm not saying that's what's going to happen at Auburn. Like, first play he ever plays is going to be a touchdown. But that's his release reminds me of that.
For Deuce Knight.
Well, yeah.
His first start as an Auburn Tiger, first play just houses a thing for 60 yards.
Yeah.
Man, I wish he didn't leave. I wish. I know his social media stuff was frustrating, but man, I wish he stayed.
Yeah. I think we're in better shape now than personally.
I mean, I just think that his style would have really fit Golish's offense because, I mean, look at Byron.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I'm not disagreeing, but his antics, I would rather have someone like Byron Brown who's very chill, you know what I mean, and seems more mature and knows, you know, humble. What the deal is. Yeah, and humble. Yeah, because Deuce, like, he would – if you kept up with Deuce on social media, you would have thought he won a Super Bowl already.
Hey, I'm all about having confidence. I'm all about having confidence, but you gotta say humble too.
Yeah, nothing wrong with a little confidence, but you don't have to, you know, overflow. You know what I mean? My God. But you know what else will make you overflow with confidence? Shirts from AUShirts.com.
Oh, yeah.
Go to AUShirts.com. Get all your gear from all the shows at the barn. You see your options on your screen. We have more on the website, so please go check that out. We add new styles weekly. We're getting really close to a Barn Social Hour shirt, which you are going to love. It's going to be perfect for the upcoming you know, summer weather, at least in Alabama, and I'm sure wherever else you're listening, you will enjoy it as well. But again, go to AUShirts.com and get all your gear from all the shows at the barn.
Yeah, also go to buyauburn.com, you know, and go to that index and It's a great way to, you know, support the Auburn family, support Auburn run and owned businesses. It's a massive index full of companies that are run and owned by Auburn fans. So if you're looking to support them, go to barber.com to check out, see if you're interested in, you know, buying any of their services. Or if you're, you know, an Auburn fan and you own your own business or company, it's a great way to get plugged in, great way to get your name out there to the Auburn fans so that they can come support you. So that's right. Go to buyauburn.com today to sign up or search the index.
Yeah, I love the index idea. I just want to see it just be humongous at this point. Like, let's grow it. Let's get it. Support these local businesses that are owned by Auburn people. And let's see how big we can get this thing to grow, man. I'm excited to see this index become just a great reference point for people that are either coming into Auburn or going to see an Auburn game. For example, like you've said before, in Atlanta for the Baylor game. And, you know, if you want to find a sports bar that's owned by someone that's, you know, an Auburn grad, then go check them out. Go check them out at buyauburn.com. So, again, that's buyauburn.com. But moving on to the back of the show, we have a baseball game today, guys, in the SEC baseball tournament.
After this airs, dude, typically it's like, okay, yeah, it's starting right now when this airs. Mm-hmm. Nah, this thing ain't going to start till late.
Late. It is. We got the late slot tonight. And
it says 8 p.m. Central. I'm not buying it.
It's ESPN. It'll be 10:30.
Well, it's not even that. It's just like the games just go longer. There's four games today, and it's all on the same channel. Mm-hmm. So it's just going to – I think it's on SEC Network.
I think you're right. I believe I saw that.
SEC Network, so it will be late. And we start 30 minutes after the game before us, and it could be rain delays today, so who knows.
So just some important things about this game. We're playing LSU, who we have not played before this season. They do their cheeks, but Auburn has played some teams this year that we should have beaten. And if we haven't had the best history in Hoover, and I'm hoping we can turn that around. I think Butch will have them ready to go and try to, you know, get some momentum going for this postseason run that we're trying to go on, and hopefully we can get a regional. So I'm excited. We are doing a barn cast tonight, so be sure to tune into that right after you watch this or listen to this. And we'd love to have you. And it's been a minute since we've done a barn cast. I mean, literally since what, the NIT, I want to say, right?
Yeah. NIT championship. It's been a minute. Where we just about lost to Tulsa. My gosh, remember that?
Yeah, the heart attack. I'm telling you, man.
Bro, if we lost that game, Kevin Overton and Tahar are gone. I wholeheartedly believe that.
We'd have a whole new roster, top to bottom.
And like, sure. We were so unbelievably close to losing that game.
Even though we were like,
we were up by like 15 or at one point in the first half, and then they just like found a second win and stormed back, and man, they took the lead. And we're like, wow, we are
the rest of history.
Hey, it made the barn cast electric.
It did. So. It did for sure. But I'm excited about doing the barn cast tonight. Kyle will be there. I'll be there. I don't know who else will be there.
Graham might be there.
Brett might be there. Graham will not be there. He will be traveling to Memphis.
I'll be in Memphis by then, and I will. Once I'm in Memphis, I won't be able to do barncast or anything. So
yeah. So, but you still will be able to do the social.
I'll be doing this. Yeah, I'll be doing this. I won't be able to do anything live or anything like that. But
yeah. But
bear with us though on the barncast, because it's the first time doing baseball. Like, so we have no clue how this will go. But
yeah, there's not going to be a lot of action like there is with football and basketball, but. The conversations, if you've been on a barncast, Lord, you know, it's going to be fun, and who knows what will be said. I've had some moments of my own on barncast. Graham has had some moments. We've all had our moments on the barncast, but I'm excited to be back with you guys and be able to get to interact with y'all again. I love interacting with y'all in the chat and in the, on the board sometimes whenever I make a rare appearance on there. So, yeah, but never forget, it's that time of year. The SEC logo is in Hoover, which means it's baseball season. So I am I'm ready for, hopefully we can get our win tonight. And
speaking of the NIT tournament, Kevin Overton just hit one from the moon, by the way.
Oh, Lord. One thing I did want to bring up, this is kind of off topic since we've, you know, kind of hit all the corners that we can today. We were talking about this before. We always like to kind of nerd out y'all know this. And let in the chat, if you're watching, interact with us, because we'd love to know your opinions on this. So me and Graham were talking favorite superhero, and then it got into top three. So we are going to share our top three, and we want to know your top three down below. So I'll let Graham go first, because we're like pretty much the same.
We'll do snakes. We'll do like one. I'll do one. You do one. I'll do two. Yeah. You do two. I'll do three. I'll
do two. Do you want to start from three and go to one, or one and go to three?
Yeah, let's go 3-1. Let's go 3-1.
Okay. 3-1. Okay. Because I'm pretty sure me and you are on the same wavelength for number one.
I think our one is the same. Yeah. Our two is different, though. Okay. Three. This is gonna be hard. I know for a fact my two and my one. I know them. Mm-hmm. Three, though, is a little harder, because like I feel like there's so many that it could be. But I will say this, it's not gonna be a DC character. It's just not.
Okay.
I'm not a DC guy, never have been. Haven't really seen any. I've seen Man of Steel back when Henry Cavill was Superman, and I've seen Robert Pattinson's Batman, but that's about it.
Banger, by the way.
It's a good movie. It's a very long movie. It kind of drags, but it's a good movie. And so, yeah, I'm going to go Marvel here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think I'm going to go. I feel like I'm going to forget. I feel like I'm forgetting somebody, but I think I'm going to go Thor. I think I'm going to go Thor at three.
Really? Okay. Okay.
I really like Thor. I really like his Ragnarok days. Mm-hmm. Really like Ragnarok. It's a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
I think one of your friends hates Ragnarok, by the way.
He does. Very much.
Which is why I don't understand. I freaking love that movie.
Ragnarok is one of my favorite Marvel movies to go back and watch. If it's on TV, like if it's on TNT or something, like it will be, I'm sure, on Memorial Day weekend, I will sit down and watch it. The comedy core cracks me up. Hi, my name's Korg. Love Korg.
Now, Love Thunder sucks. I will say that.
So bad. It's awful. So bad. So my number three is the legend himself, Tony Stark, a.k.a. Iron Man. I am Iron Man. Love, all the movies are good. Any movie his character is in is good. The personality of Robert Downey Jr. playing Tony Stark is very accurate, and I'm a fan of it. My dad loves Tony Stark's personality just because it's hilarious. Very straight to the point, but also sarcastic at the same time. And, you know, the results are the same when he puts on the suit and dons the armor and goes into fights, because he has the same personality in the suit as well. So you're kind of getting one and the same there. But Iron Man is my three for sure. What is your two?
Yep, I'm gonna go the same place here. I'm gonna go Iron Man at my two.
Okay.
Love Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. Perfect casting. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely carried the MCU for the back end of, you know, the Avengers saga. I don't know. Phase two, whatever it was. I don't know. But where they did all the Avengers. Carried back into that. Carried Infinity War Endgame. I mean, just put everyone on his back, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Loved Captain America Civil War. Should have been an Avengers movie. He's great in that.
Yeah, it should have been. Yeah.
So I'm going to go Iron Man 2. Just, I've always loved Iron Man. I love the premise of that character.
Yeah, same. My number two is Batman. I'm a big Batman guy. My dad is like, if you ask him right now, if he is in this conversation, Batman is his number one, and it's not even close. He grew up watching Adam West as Batman. My first experience with Batman was the movie Batman Forever with Val Kilmer, and when Jim Carrey played the Riddler, and I want to say it was Tommy Lee Jones played Two-Face, if I remember right. That movie, I love Batman Forever. I know it's a little goofy now going back to watch it, but it's like, if you want a 90s feeling superhero movie that's kind of like a good nostalgia kick, go see that one for sure. That one's really good. But you can't beat Christian Bale as Batman in the Dark Knight trilogy. The Dark Knight might be the best superhero movie ever. It's up there.
Never seen it.
Well, I know what we're doing when you get home from Memphis. But that trilogy is really good. Batman Begins, honestly, the whole trilogy is just. And then the Robert Pattinson Batman movie is just solid. The whole True Detective, like it felt like a true crime movie, even though obviously they based the Riddler off the Zodiac Killer. If you haven't seen it's called The Batman, the Robert Pattinson one. And if you like a good true crime feeling type of movie, that's the one to watch. But overall, I just like how it's like he doesn't really have superpowers, but it's more of like he's really smart and he uses his, you know, financial advantages that he has of being, you know, the offspring of a millionaire and the inheritance. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to use this for good. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to make criminals fear me and go from there. And that it's just really cool. And then you can get into Justice League stuff, but I'm more of like the grounded Batman. Like, hey, there's this guy doing this. We don't know what he's doing. We have these boundaries. You don't have any. So go to work. So that's my number two is Batman.
I think I'm going to put in interchangeable. I'll do interchangeable three for me. And I forgot about this character, Black Panther, the original Black Panther.
Yes.
Played by Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah. RIP. Love Chadwick.
RIP. Loved the Black Panther movies so much.
Yeah.
Love the original Black Panther movie. I mean, it's one of the better Marvel
soundtrack
movies.
Soundtrack is perfect.
Yeah. So really love that one. Also, that's interchangeable three for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My honorable mention. That's good. I didn't even think about that. Since you said Black Panther, I won't say it. My honorable mention is probably Superman. More than likely, a lot of people are going to hate me for this. I like the new Superman movie that came out that James Gunn did.
Oh, I like it too. It's good. I have seen it. It is good. I haven't seen a lot of these, but I've seen that.
Yeah, I think David Cornsweet playing Superman. I think that was a great casting. I really do. It embodies, you know, the whole just who he is. It couldn't have been any better in my opinion. But that's just
Nathan Fillion as Green Lantern though is hilarious.
Yeah,
I saw you watching The Rookie, which is a TV show.
Yeah,
hilarious.
Yeah, I love him. But yeah, who do you have at number one?
It's easy. It's obvious, without a doubt. No questions asked. Together. 3, 2, 1. It's Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. And it to me,
not even close.
I don't know why
his lead is up here and like
two.
Iron Man is like here. It's just not even close.
Yeah, you go 3, 2, 1, and then S tier, and you have that. That's the S tier is Spider-Man. But yeah, I know some of the Spider-Man movies are not great. You know, TASM 2.
That's one of my favorite Spider-Man movies.
What, TASM 2? I like the first one. I really like the first one. I wish the suit from
The Amazing Spider-Man movies are my favorite Spider-Man movies of all time.
Yeah, I like Andrew Garfield as Peter Parker. I do. I grew up on Tobey Maguire, though, so I have a soft spot
for Tobey Maguire. That was a little past my time. So like, I haven't really watched the originals.
Past my time. Acted like Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man was in World War II. I'm over there in a bunker watching Spider-Man 2. That Spider-Man 2 with Tobey Maguire might be the greatest superhero movie ever, and it. To me, anyway, that's just me. But yeah, as far as like being a relatable character, I mean, he's a kid in high school who has all the, you know, the life, you know, balances that you have to make while being a superhero, and it's just cool. It's also to see. Just
cool.
Yeah, it's just cool like, that he's a bro kid just in high
swings
school.
From buildings and like
yeah,
that's he's sick.
Taking out crime and going to space, and you know, it's just like in your, you know. Hey, I'm fighting Thanos, but I have a AP physics test tomorrow.
Yeah. And like I will say, I definitely have bias to the Amazing Spider-Man movies. Mm-hmm. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 was the first Spider-Man movie I ever saw, and it made me fall in love with Spider-Man. That's kind of why I'm like, love that movie.
Right.
But also like in the opening swinging scene in the Amazing Spider-Man 2 is one of the greatest superhero scenes of all time. It's unreal. It's unbelievable.
I agree with the backdrop of like the radio being like "Good Morning New York," and it's like
yeah, and like it's like the logo like fades into his suit at the beginning of the movie, and then he's just like, yeah, dude. Crazy.
Dude, I forgot so about awesome. That. I'm still trying to figure out where he jumped off from though.
You don't see where he jumps off. Like it just starts to fall.
I know that's what's like. Where in the world did you come from?
Dude, jumped probably out of the Chrysler building.
Yeah, or the battle bus. I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, that's our top three. Let us know your top three in the comments and in the chat. We'd love to interact with you guys on that. I know some people there's some geeks out there that are Auburn fans. Don't be ashamed, because we're that too. So let us know in the comments. And if you like what you're watching, what you're listening to, please follow and subscribe to The Barn. You can listen to other podcasts like the one you're listening to, The Barn Social Hour. We also have the Top Button Podcast, Village Vice, the baseball show, the basketball show, and Landing on the Plains with Chandler Wooten. So please subscribe and follow your number one source for everything and anything Auburn sports. And we are here for you, and we cannot wait again to hang out with you guys at the Barncast, which is starting soon by the time you're watching this. So yeah, come hang out.
Game's at 8.
About roughly 30 minutes from now, I guess.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm sure it will be later, but yeah.
We'll see. Yeah. But regardless, I think we're still planning on doing Barncast. So be sure to tune in on that. And Kyle will be there. I'll be there. Brett might be there. Who knows? Maybe Zach might show up too. Who knows?
If anything changes, we'll put it in our live chat and in our comments saying, like, hey, yeah, no Barncast tonight.
But yeah, because I know that weather is a concern tonight. That's kind of the looming threat of, you know, potential delay or cancellation, if you will, postponement, not cancellation. But we'll keep you posted. But I'm excited to get back in the Barncast. I know y'all are too. So come hang out, come laugh, come have fun, and let's support our Auburn Tigers and pull them through against LSU tonight in the SEC baseball tournament in Hoover. But with that being said, I don't have anything. You got anything else? No, awesome. Sir. Well, again, like and subscribe if you like what you're listening to. And as always, we will see you next time. Hope you have a great rest of your night. War Damn Eagle. We'll see you next time.
See ya.